President Obama will make a historic visit to Cuba next month, the first by a sitting president in nearly 90 years. And we're about to meet two U.S. businessmen who hope that the president might take a seat on their prototype tractor while he's in Havana. The Obama administration has just granted their company approval to build the first U.S. factory in Cuba since the 1960 embargo. They spoke to NPR's Melissa Block.
They are Saul Barenthal of North Carolina.
Hi, Horace.
And Horace Clemens of Alabama.
Hello, Saul.
They've been business partners for decades, first at IBM. Then they started their own software companies. Now they're in their 70s.
I'd probably retire, but Saul keeps poking me, let's go do this and let's go do that.
And now that is building tractors in Cuba. The farming knowledge comes from Clemens.
My grandfather farmed 40 acres with two mules and eight kids, and I often say the kids did more work than the mules. I drug an 8-foot cotton sack down the row picking cotton by hand. I have walked behind mules to farm.
The inside knowledge of Cuba? That comes from Barenthal. He was born there. He was 16 when he and his family left the island.
Came over to the U.S. after the revolution, learned to be a capitalist, and made the American dream.
So when Barenthal and Clemens heard that as part of normalizing relations with Cuba, the U.S. was loosening some trade restrictions on agriculture, they saw their opportunity. After all, Cuba needs food. It has to import more than 70% of what it consumes. And most of the small-scale fieldwork that is done,
it's manual and livestock. It's a rake, a pick, shovel, and hoe, or it's livestock.
Enter the Kleber Company tractor. They've given it a name any Cuban will recognize.
Ogun.
That's the name of a deity in the Santeria religion, Ogun, the god of metal. It's a small, red, single-row tractor, like a jacked-up go-kart. And if it looks really old school, that's because it is. It's based on the old Alice Chalmers Model G tractor, which was revolutionary when it was introduced in the 1940s.
The Model G is completely new. New in concept, new in design.
I'll tell you a little story.
Saul Barenthal recounts the skepticism they heard about their plan to bring a 60-year-old design to Cuba.
Do you think people in Cuba are going to fall for this old American trick of bringing an old technology here and selling it and making money on it?
Here's how they answer that. They've updated the engineering, put new technology in that old frame. The tractor will be easy to assemble and, with an open-source manufacturing model, easy to fix.
In the environment that countries like Cuba have to operate, it is not how jazzy does it look, and it is not how many bells and whistles does it have, or whether it has air conditioning. No, what they need there is low cost of operation and self-servicing.
The partners will invest about $5 million to get their factory into production, they hope, toward the beginning of next year. They expect to build maybe 100 tractors a year to start and ramp up to 1,000, not just for Cuba, but also for export to Latin America. The price per tractor?
Less than 10,000, as close as possible to 8.
And there's one big hurdle right there. Where does a small farmer in Cuba come up with 8 or 10 grand? Clemens and Barenthal expect that Cuban relatives overseas will chip in. The Cuban government may help with loans. There are still lots of unknowns, but the partners keep in mind something they heard at a trade show in Havana from a Cuban man who climbed up onto their tractor.
He said, "You guys are doing something for the forgotten people of Cuba."
Saul and I have both used that phrase numerous times, and we told him then, if you don't mind, that's the way we will explain what we're doing.
We got copyrights to his statement, yes.
As for the worry that the next U.S. president could undo the Obama administration's moves and reverse normalization to Cuba, Barenthal and Clemens shrug it off. They tell me, we don't let fear get in the way of what is possible. Melissa Block, NPR News.